Hi friends, Amy here, producer and host of The Activity Continues, a podcast where we delve into haunted houses, spooky stories, and things that go bump in the night. Each episode, I'm joined by Megan, who is hilarious, and is also the first one to nope out if anything ghosty happens. We recap episodes of The Dead Files, and we also tell creepy listener stories and talk to real-life ghost hunters and mediums, as well as some Dead Files clients. It's spooky, it's funny, it's occasionally unhinged, but it's always a good time. So, if you're into haunted history, ghost stories, and just the right amount of nonsense, grab your favorite beverage and come hang out with us, where the activity continues.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters,
your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
On this special episode of Spectre Sisters, we will be reading Reddit stories that will chill you to the bone. This is your ghost, Abby.
This is your ghost, Nyx. I don't know if they're that scary, but you know.
This is your ghost, Bree.
Who the hell are you? No, I'm just kidding. How'd you get in here?
Yeah, I just kind of appear sometimes.
She's the actual ghost.
Yeah, she's the actual spectre.
Yeah, the actual.
If you hear Bree, no, you didn't.
You've just been in Ohio long enough. We've already established anyone who lives in Ohio is automatically a cryptid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
The first Reddit story is by, this is Gargamel. My childhood home, a beautiful 1930s little three-bedroom craftsman home in San Diego in the North Park area. My bedroom in the further back part of the house was an add-on, but something or somebody didn't like it. We would regularly hear things coming from that back room all the way from the front in the living room. Then, when I had to sleep in there in the middle of the night, you could hear voices whispering to each other.
That's... no, I would have moved.
Anyone want a free house?
Burn that place down.
Yeah, so they said whispering to each other. There was a conversation going on.
Yeah, it's like gossiping ghosts.
Yeah, they're like...
gossiping ghosts.
This guy who lives here, he's just real hairy and stinky, and we just don't... We need him to clean up after himself, actually.
The whispering was just clear enough that you could tell that it was, sounded like human voices, but you couldn't quite make out what they were saying to each other. They would talk over one another. It felt like there were spirits I couldn't see standing around talking about me and watching me. So
yep,
we were
so
right.
Exactly.
We were right. The drama ghosts are at it again. That's the worst type, tell you what.
Gossiping ghouls, you
know. Don't want one of those.
No, you don't. The last time I slept in that room, my mom had stacked things up in front of my closet because I was freaked out by it at night. There was no door on it, and she managed to hang a sheet up so I couldn't see in it. Okay, I feel like that's terrible
I
and
feel like
horrible.
That, yeah.
I would be more scared.
Yeah.
Why doesn't your closet have a door?
Like, and also putting a sheet up is going to make me, like, wake up and
heat
myself.
It will move, and, like, if you see it, like, fluttering around or if, like, something's in you.
Yeah, I feel like something's about to happen, and it's not going to be good. She placed the bottom half of my vanity dresser in front of it, and my big plastic Fisher-Price dollhouse on top of that.
Oh, no.
I know exactly which dollhouse they're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, night came, and what do you know? The whispering starts up again, but this time the sheet starts blowing in the wind.
Yeah, nope.
See, this is the problem. Even though there's no windows open.
Nope.
And no breeze.
Nope.
Them ghosts be breaking wind.
But wait.
Wait a minute.
Wait, are they gassy ghouls now?
They're
probably
gaslighting you. Oh yeah, no windows open and no breeze. The sheet falls off somehow.
No.
Then the dollhouse starts getting moved aside like something doesn't like that it's blocking the closet.
That feels like some shit out of The Conjuring. Fuck no.
Right? Not only are they gossiping, they're also not happy about your new decorations and they want to rearrange
right.
themselves.
Yeah, I know. They're mad. They're like, oh, what is this style? This is disgusting.
Disgusting.
It does not spark joy.
No. They then said, I was so terrified that I ended up sleeping with my mom until I was damn near 14 years old. Valid.
Valid. Yeah, that's
valid.
Fine.
I'm sleeping at the foot of the bed for the rest of my life, actually.
Like a dog,
literally.
They then said, it was extremely traumatic and something I don't usually share. Yeah, no, that's fair. I would probably need a good old therapy session.
No, I feel bad because we were just like,
no,
laughing
like,
through it.
Nah.
I guess you laugh so you don't cry.
Real.
We're here to entertain.
Yeah.
We lighten the mood.
Everybody can laugh at my story later.
Oh, but yeah.
You read your trauma and turn it into a comedy.
We're off the rails on this one. Bro, by the end of this, you're going to have to see yourself out.
I was planning on it. Another time I was at a friend's house down the street and she wanted me to spend the night. Since I had a bunch of board games, she asked me to bring some. When I got to my house to also grab some clothes and a sleeping bag, I then said, no problem, I'll be right back and I'll call you when I get there. She lived about a block away and I had my bike, so it was going to be quick. When I went outside, the sky started to cloud over and it started to sprinkle. Oh, setting the mood, setting the tone.
Okay, yeah. See, even the atmosphere knew.
Yeah, they're like, listen, gotta make this shit even scarier. I thought, no big deal. I'll make it quick. I know my mom doesn't like me riding my bike in the rain. I get home and the front door is locked. I go around to the back and go through the usually unlocked back door. Since this was the 90s and my brother and I were latchkey kids. And head towards the phone at the front of the house to call my friend and let her know that I made it home. And to go over which games she wants me to bring back. We're sitting here chatting back and forth, and it's now raining outside hard and all gray out. Suddenly, the back door that I came in a few moments ago and that I know was closed slams open. Nope. Again, sell the house. Why are we still here? It hits the side of the fridge and makes a loud noise. The back door is a heavy wood and glass.
Is it just one of those like lighter doors that maybe could have gotten blown in by the wind? But I think they're about to say that it's a big heavy door that latches.
It's exactly. Yep. I see the word latches in all capital letters, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said the back door is a heavy wood and glass farmhouse style door. So it latches when you've closed it and does not just swing open like that. While I'm on the phone, I tell my friend that the back door just swung open because she heard it too. I tell her that was weird. And look towards the back of the house when there's a built-in window that allows you to see from the living room all the way through the kitchen towards the back from the house. I didn't see anyone enter, thankfully, so I just assumed it was the wind. No big deal. So I look away and we keep chatting. Then a moment later, I hear heavy footsteps walking from the back of the house.
Oh, hell no.
Right. What is up with that? At least take off your shoes before you come inside.
Come on, dude. Yeah, you're going to track mud in.
That's what I'm saying. Ghost
Daddy's
mud?
Daddy's home.
No.
No.
Daddy needs to go back.
Cut that.
To hell. Yeah, she tells me to get out of the house immediately and come back to her house and that she's going to call the police.
Yeah, that's a fair reaction.
No,
to that.
Yeah. Right. So she calls the police and the cops surround my house. My mom comes home from work freaked out. The cops find no one except big, muddy footprints that are way bigger than my 10-year-old little girl feet. The footprints started at the back door and ended where the carpet was just on the other side of the living room where I was at.
I have chills.
Horrible.
I hate that.
So it ended too, like it didn't continue. It's like it just evaporated.
Yep, so that was it.
Yeah.
All they had to do was call the cops.
Yeah. Yeah, and like nothing really. I mean, they didn't say anything after that, and the cops didn't see anything.
Even ghosts are scared of cops too.
Yeah, we gotta. Next time we see a ghost or hear one,
I'm calling 911.
You better get out.
Chris, is that a weed? I'm calling the police.
420. Where's your emergency?
I hate that. I hate that so much.
Yeah, that's rough.
The footprints.
Yeah, that makes it so much worse. Because, like, you guys were, like, almost calling it. And it was like, even Brie, like, it's probably one of those ones that latches.
That latch, and it's heavy, and it can't just be blown open by the wind. Yep.
Not, like, flimsy screen door that was led to my parents' backyard growing up. And if it wasn't, like, fully closed, it would fucking fly open during storms.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, that's why when you said it was starting to rain, I'm like, okay, well, it could be the wind, but
maybe.
Then the whole heavy latch door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a latch key kid.
Interesting insult.
What shape is that? I'm trying to think.
Latch shape.
Latch shape.
There's a little hinge involved somewhere.
Unhinged, more like.
Ba-dumps.
Thank you, sir.
Well, guys, are we ready for my first pick?
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
All right.
Great. Too bad. I'm reading it anyways. This comes from Reddit user aggressive_ad6463. Interesting username. I know I'm late to the party, but I've been waiting my whole life for someone to ask this question. I've tried to condense it as much as possible, and these are all things that had been attempted to be debunked throughout the duration of the events occurring with no success. I promise I don't have any diagnosed psychosis / mental illness other than anxiety, only post-COVID.
Wow, that's a pretty short list. I'm proud of this person. You don't have
honestly
very many diagnoses.
Good yeah. for you, sir. I got a laundry list going on over here. And I promise this will probably sound super bonkers, but to the best of my memory, this is where our story begins. Okay, but we love super bonkers yep. over here.
That's what we're here for.
Excuse me.
Bonk, bonk, bonk. Hey, bonkers, we're bonking around.
Sorry, no. that was not.
No.
Cut that.
No, I'm amplifying it.
Screaming.
Every time I talk, it needs to be cut. Thank you.
In 1996, my parents' little brother and I moved into a Victorian four square that I later found out was built in 1893. Okay. Okay, that's already spooky.
Old enough to be haunted.
For sure. When I was 12, I saw her for the first time. My best friend and I were descending the steps to the first floor, and there was a full mirror just at the bottom. My friend was in front, then me, and behind me was a girl, about 9, in a tattered white dress and mid-length dark hair. Neither of us really reacted, just went into the kitchen and sat there in shock until we could discuss and agree that we saw the same thing. We honestly didn't even tell anyone else. Who the fuck wouldn't believe some 12-year-olds about that?
Oh, I mean, it is kind of...
The tattered dress.
Yes, it's always, something like that. And then the long hair. It's always the long, dark hair, too,
right.
For the most part.
Brunettes, am I right?
They're
the ones that haunt people.
They got reasons.
They're petty and they stay around for a while.
After that, my house was like a freak show fun house until I was about 17. I love the phrase freak show fun house.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a fun
place. I'd get that as a tramp stamp.
Next tattoo idea.
No.
Can I get matching ones?
Can we opt out, please?
Nope.
No.
No choice.
No choice. I would wake up in the middle of the night and hear drawers opening, water running, the TV on, and someone walking around on the first floor. I would go down and sometimes everything looked normal, but sometimes cupboards / drawers would be open. The TV, the old box kind, would be staticky or warm feeling or just outright on some random show. And the faucet would be on and obviously no one else was awake.
Mm. Okay, so that staticky TV, that's like poltergeist movie activity.
Yeah. Right.
Like classy spirit. They know all the stereotypes to follow.
They know what they're doing.
The water.
Yeah. The open cabinets.
Ooh,
they may have just wanted to make sure that the pipes didn't freeze over, so they just being nice, running the tap for you.
That's true.
A helpful little ghost.
Yeah.
One thunderstormy night, obviously my ghost had to be super cliche.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, like
yeah.
I feel like this saying.
Is, yeah.
All the, every time.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with a few different friends, and I kept hearing whimpering under a table in our basement.
No. No, throw away the whole basement.
They're afraid of the storm. That's what
no,
it was.
Burn the house down.
Is it a dog? Is it a dog that's afraid of the storm?
Oh, we're getting there.
Oh, no.
It was the first time this ever happened to me, but I immediately saw the same little girl curled in a ball and crying, scared. But this time it was like I was being shown a superimposed photograph of the area under the table, and I didn't actually see her with my eyeballs.
Oh.
What?
Over the course of an hour or so, I kept getting flashes of pictures in my head, and I could see the short montage being built of this little girl undergoing a medical procedure and dying from complications.
Oh.
She showed me it happened on a similar thunderstormy evening. She also made it clear that she felt this was malicious or malpractice by the doctor, and it caused her to be fearful of men.
Oh.
How? What?
Have either of you heard of a ghost doing something like that before?
No. Like,
not saying,
making a montage.
Hey, I'd appreciate that type of thing. Get your answers really quick. I mean,
yeah, like showing them visions, essentially, I guess.
Although everybody would think that you're probably crazy, which makes sense for the intro.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense for the intro. Yeah. My dad just so happened to have a few friends of his own over that night, and they were on the first floor, which is where I typically saw and interacted with this spirit through the years. And why she felt forced to the basement that night. I think maybe that night she started to trust me, and the activity ramped up enough that my parents noticed it as well, even when I wasn't home.
I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah, especially with them saying she didn't trust men, and then, you know, hiding downstairs because there was male company over. Valid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also don't trust men.
I also whimper in the basement when there's men.
Listen, we get the spirit.
Yep.
Some random things that occurred through the years, probably a 10% sampling. Usually just the downstairs kitchen sink would turn on and off, but the bathroom faucet on the second floor also had about 6 episodes of being turned on and left on.
Oh.
See, now that's a wasteful. A wasteful spirit.
It's also a little girl, so does she know any better?
Yes, yep, sorry, forgot.
Said, I'm here, hello, look at me, hello, hello.
Speaking of,
nope.
My brother and I were sitting in our living room playing, and a toy that had been in his bedroom was flung from the top of the steps to the front room next to us.
Yeah, definitely, like, I'm here, hello, play with me, what the heck?
Literally.
Not sharing your toys in this great age.
This great age.
The odd.
This age of plenty.
Yeah.
My mom was on the second floor, I was on the first, and we both came near the steps and said, what? We had each heard the other one call for us, but neither of us actually called each other. Oh. I don't like that.
Oh, no, yeah, because that's the sort of mimicky.
Uh-uh. Nope.
I hate the mimicky. Like, that's the worst. Like, throw a fork at me, that's fine. Literally. I can see it. Don't mimic my voice, anybody's voice. No.
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 Too creepy.
I rebuke.
I rebuke. I set up a 2-hour tape recorder in my room when we all went out to dinner one night. An hour and 15 minutes into the recording, you can hear movement and shuffling, and then the strangest non-gender telling whistle that lasted for about 20 seconds.
20 seconds?
That's a long whistle.
Dude, yeah, has a world record.
What? That's good breath support, too.
Yeah, excuse me.
My parents freaked over that one. I would have, too.
Real?
That's creepy.
If you don't freak out over that, you're the freak in the situation.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Yeah.
When I was 11 to 13, I was awoken by my name being called every single night, even if I slept at someone else's house. I usually don't remember in the morning, but there was volume behind some of them that kept me up the rest of the night.
What?
I hate that. That doesn't feel...
No, I don't like that. Although, the first thing that came to my mind was Stewie from... What is that? American Dad? Nope.
No. Family Guy.
Family Guy going,
yeah.
Mum, mummy, mum.
It is that thought.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could write an actual book, but I'll try to focus and finish out the little girl storyline if anyone is still with me. Well, we're still with you.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't figured it out by now, to be fair, it took me till I was 15 to realize I clearly was a little freak with clairvoyant abilities. You don't say, bro.
Yeah.
just a little bit.
She eventually shared her name was Emily, and she had kind of become a friend. I did her due diligence and did all the research our local historical society and library had to offer. I wasn't surprised, although I think most of my circle nearly passed away, when I found hard evidence of a doctor that had practiced on the third floor of the house for the first 20 years of its existence.
Whoa. So, confirmed.
Confirmed.
That's... Oh.
I could never find Emily, though. I scrolled through miles of microfilm.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
I don't like that.
It was covered up.
Yeah, was covered up for malpractice and things like that. You wouldn't want that, especially back then.
Yeah, for sure.
Doing it in your house? Weird.
Weird. What a freak.
Yeah.
Home doctor visits.
Yeah, no thanks. Home doctor surgeries.
Oh my gosh, no.
I saw her as a full body apparition one other time when I was 15. I was ascending the stairs to the second floor to get to bed at like 1 a.m., and as I was on the landing to go up the last six steps, she was standing by the front door. Our stairs overlooked our front room slash foyer, and she walked from the front door across the room to the bottom of the steps and then right into the kitchen out of sight.
Jeez.
She made eye contact with me for the first 3 seconds. I almost pooped thinking she was about to come up the stairs toward me.
Almost pooped.
I'm gonna poop.
It's a valid reaction.
You know what it is? It's insane. I get that way. You ever play hide and seek and then out of nowhere you feel like you have to poop because you're stressed about hiding? Just me.
I can't say I've had that happen before. Dude,
it's either that or feeling like I have to pee. I'm like so nervous, like hiding.
No,
I'm like,
I get it.
The anxiety gets you.
Oh no. Little TMI.
No, I'm just kidding.
Who hurt you?
That's for a different for topic.
On our next episode.
I'm kidding.
Trauma dump with the specters.
Oh god.
My aunt had a medium friend who finally visited our house just after I had seen Emily for the second time. My aunt, parents, and I told no specifics. My family didn't even know the majority of it. She just heard we were having some activity and she was interested.
Fair enough. I'd be interested in activity.
Same. She did about a 2-hour walkthrough of the house, mostly alone, and we all sat down to discuss afterwards. She told us a less detailed but exact same story of what I had known of Emily.
Mm. Oh. That's in vivid detail.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, what a great story.
How did you write? How'd you pronounce that?
Never going to be able to pronounce that the same again.
She even knew her name was Emily and described her to a T.
Oh.
My mom and dad stopped secretly thinking I was nuts after that. One factor we could never figure out was why a lot of activity seemed centered around the steps.
Mm.
I feel like we could all take a good guess at that.
Yeah. Booted down the steps or something like that.
Okay. Yeeted?
Yeah.
No. Yeeted.
Sorry. Listen, we all...
I know I'm late on the trend.
Do a slam drunk dunk with the child.
Slam drunk.
Dude, I feel a little slam drunk.
What have you been drinking?
Nothing. Air.
One night when I was 16, I was on the couch because I had a fever. So this was likely fever-induced, but Emily kept trying to get my attention, sharing snapshots with my melting brain. I was in and out of sleep, and one of those times when I closed my eyes, Emily no longer looked or felt safe, and honestly kind of looked like the girl from The Ring.
Oh.
Oh, like she was actually not a nice.
Oh, maybe that's why there was no record. Was she feeding off the patients or something?
Ah.
Oh, and the mimicking. Wait, was
the mimicking?
Then probably the mimicking.
Oh.
The bastard. Never trust children.
Never trust
children.
It was
the long con.
At that moment, I immediately hated everything and wished my fever would denature my gray matter.
Yeah.
It was awful, and I still die if I think about it too clearly. Less than 2 weeks later, one night I dreamt that I was at the top of the stairs on the second floor and I could see Emily's shadow playing in my room with a dollhouse. I called to my mom downstairs and said, "Mom, I want Emily to leave." Emily came out of my room, passed in front of me, went down the steps, and I was watching over the banister as she walked toward the front door, opened it, turned around and said, "See you later," in a sweet voice, and left.
That was too easy.
Yeah, that's...
In a dream, nonetheless.
Yeah, and for like all the photo pictures, I feel like that makes a little more sense then if she was like trying to get an attachment that way and get her like to feed off of this person. I don't know.
I never saw or felt her again after that. My house was still active though, just not as much until I finally moved out in 2015. My parents still live there and I think are scared shitless, so even if it is still active, they likely just ignore it because my mom refuses to part with the lovely old wood and move.
Dog. No wood's worth that.
No.
No. No, no wood is worth that. That's crazy.
The finishing part from the author is, kudos to anyone who actually read this. I've become verbose in my older years. And then TLDR, my long-lost ghost friend and I will likely never reunite because I have PTSD from her scaring me one night.
You know, valid. That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
I think it was something not human.
Yeah, probably. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That has to suck. Imagine like being like, oh, this is my buddy. And then one night they're like, oogly boogly bitch. Rude. And you're like, what the fuck? After all these years?
That's you lying. A betrayal. Yeah.
The ultimate betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been friends. Had to be a mimic. What's up with that? In this great age? Verbose. What did he say? Sorry, that word.
Verbose.
Sorry. That was just going just over and over in my head.
No thought, head empty.
Just robust.
For some reason. Kinda, is that what it is? Yeah. Wait, I have to. I feel like I have to belch. It's there. It's in the corner.
It's like a jump scare.
Yeah.
In the corner of what? Fifth and Main.
The cranny.
That's me in the corner.
That's me in the spotlight.
Losing my religion.
Oh.
So is your mom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is ADHD episode. I have been seeing the paranormal all my life. I simply cannot remember a time when I didn't. My mother used to tell me to ignore it and it will eventually stop. I tried. I really did. But some things want attention, and once they know you can see them, they won't stop.
Oh.
Yep. That's like the mom, huh?
Mom, mom, mommy,
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 mama,
mama.
I've written stories on here before about the house I bought when I was 22. You bought a house when you were 22?
Like?
What economy was
that?
Army. How old were you?
This?
Are you like 100?
Yeah, what economy was that?
Yeah, how old are you?
Was this 1802? Because it ain't now.
Spoiler alert. I moved out of there about 2 years ago.
Oh.
Oh, well, I guess it doesn't say how long you were there.
Yeah.
The bad part of it is that I moved to Appalachia. Why would anyone of their free will and not in a kidnapping situation?
No, oh.
I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't be me.
Nefarious.
That house was overrun with spirits. Oh. I tend to attract them.
Oh.
Okay, just like to your own horn, I guess.
Oh, I tend to attract them.
I'm attractive to the spirits.
Yeah, they see me and they're like, oh, hubba, hubba.
The scariest encounter I ever had was in that house, and I'm not talking about the throwing of my cat.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, okay, what? You're spoiling.
Excuse
spoilers,
me.
Spoilers, the throwing of my cat.
I feel like we're looking over something.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So that wasn't even the scariest encounter, is what they're saying. All right. Here we go.
Oh,
at this time, I was still with my ex, and his mom still lived with us.
Ooh. Red flag.
Yeah, that's not a happy time.
Red flag. Kick mama out. I'm just saying.
My son was still young. Okay, and they had a son, too. Like 7 or so.
Oh.
Wow. Sometimes at night, when I would go to bed, I would hear noise in the attic. I thought maybe we had raccoons up there.
Oh.
What are you guys looking at? You're freaking me out.
No.
Stop.
Dude, I'm listening because I keep hearing something.
Yeah, I don't like that. Don't look behind.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't tell where it is.
Sometimes at night, when I would go to bed, I would hear a noise in the attic. I thought maybe we had raccoons up there. So I called out pest control to take a look.
Uh-oh. Putting them at risk. Okay.
Yep. Pest control comes out and goes into the attic. He's up there a little while, but when he comes down, he assures me that we are pest-free and there isn't even a way for anything to get into the attic from the outside. Okay, so wall raccoons.
Yeah.
That's what we're thinking.
Waccoons.
Awesome! No raccoons, rats, squirrels, cats, rogue bunnies, or whatever else in the attic. So what was making all that noise? I kept hearing it at night. It wasn't every night, just occasionally.
Oh.
Oh. Just every now and then. That's
like a
fine.
Sprinkle.
A sprinkle. It was on the timer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, after one too many sleepless nights, I decide to go up and see for myself. That's
smart.
That's usually...
Couldn't be me.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's usually don't look at where the noise is coming from in all those movies.
Yeah, you pretend that it doesn't exist and all that. Thank you.
But I do understand the curiosity, for sure. I grabbed my flashlight and pulled the ladder down in the hallway to go into the attic. Oh, it's one of those.
Pull the lever, Frank!
Oh, it probably creaked when it came down to and like slammed. I think that is actually how mostly are.
In the garage. We didn't.
The garage.
In the old house.
Oh, yeah. It just like, it was a little slat that slid to the side and you had to like crawl up in there.
Ooh.
I grabbed my flashlight and pulled the ladder down in the hallway to go into the attic. My mother-in-law came out of her room to find out what I was doing and I told her. I said, I'm going up there because I swear I keep hearing something. So I flipped on the flashlight and headed up. You ever get that feeling like cold water running down your spine?
Oh.
Your hairs on your neck and arms are all standing on end, and it feels like the air itself is on high alert.
Oh, great.
Hate that.
That's what it felt like in the attic. As soon as I popped my head into that attic, it was like all the sound had ceased to exist.
Oh,
great. The air felt thick, like it was clinging to my skin.
Mm.
And I had this feeling like I had entered a wild animal's den.
That's how I feel every time I go outside, because this is the Midwest and it's humid as shit.
Every time I go outside, I thought you were going to be like, because I'm just being hunted all the time.
It happens.
Other humans around me being hunted.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, I pulled the chain that turned on the light and shined my flashlight into every corner.
Oh, fuck.
Not the corners. Leave the corners alone.
Yeah, pretend they're not.
The corners are where all the bad things go.
Right.
You ever seen Blair Witch?
Yes.
Way on the other side of the attic, over where the garage would be, crouched this dark entity.
Oh,
see, they're always crouching.
No.
Stand your ass up.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
Leave. Burn
Don't be a
down.
Little coward.
Oh my god.
It was more like the light was able to exist everywhere the thing wasn't.
Nope.
Oh, you know what reminds me of? Okay, weird, obscure reference.
Yeah.
On the Block.
Oh, Attack on the Block.
Attack on the Block.
Yeah, the little fuzzy guys with the glowy teeth.
Dude, freaky movie. Good movie.
I like them. I actually liked those little glowy guys.
You also like the Fresno Nightcrawler.
I know, no,
but these guys are kind of cute.
Yeah, they are, but they do kill.
Those are very interesting.
Yeah. It was more like the light was able to exist everywhere the thing wasn't. I can't actually describe it now. I could tell it was vaguely humanoid in shape, and I could make out a face and where the eyes were. When I noticed it, I froze.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's the freeze response, which is the most useless of the fight or flight options.
I'd be falling out of the attic. I'd step backwards and be gone.
I am a flightless bird.
I had been dealing with the paranormal for over 25 years at this point, and I had never felt hunted. I did then.
Oh!
Oh, that's great.
Great.
It had me in its sight, and it was not moving. I stared right back, afraid to take my eyes off of it. I called down to my mother-in-law to get my husband because there was something up there. I guess the tone of my voice let her know something was up, because I believe that was the first time she didn't argue with me about getting him.
Dude, my Jiminy's sounds like are there's, cricketed.
There's tension in this household.
Yeah.
My cars have been coiled.
My flabbers have been gassed.
He climbed up the ladder behind me and squeezed next to me in the opening to the attic. He couldn't see the entity, but he said he could feel it.
Oh.
He left the attic first, and I backed slowly down the ladder, knowing that once eye contact was broken, this thing would rush the opening.
Ugh.
Like a weeping angel.
Yeah, no thanks.
No.
Ew.
As soon as you look away,
disgusting.
It dashes.
Yuck. Disgusting.
I slid down the remainder of the ladder when my eyes were flush with the opening. I rushed to refold the ladder and slam the door.
Real.
As the door shut, I heard a thunk, and then another as the thing rammed into the closed door.
Dude, I got goosebumps.
No.
Burn that house.
Dude,
down.
I literally have freaking goosebumps.
Same.
Yeah, no, not, yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, gosh.
No.
Rebuke!
Yeah. When I tell you I did not wait to call our friend again to bless the house again, I
real.
Mean it.
Again. Real.
Yeah, that's fair.
A friend? No. You go
you
straight
need more
to the
than
Catholic
a friend,
church,
yes.
And you get the first priest you can find, and you say, Father,
you get,
help me.
You
the
say,
pope
Vatican,
himself.
One pope, please.
One pope order,
one pope, please.
Please.
Vatican, sir,
give
express.
Me that man from Chicago, now.
Yeah. Like a mail order bride.
Overnight, deliver me the pope.
I called him that night. He was there the next morning.
Damn.
So it was overnight.
Overnight.
There you go. That entity, whatever it was, would not be banished.
Ooh.
The best we could do was ensure it didn't leave the attic.
Excuse
me? Oh my gosh. Okay. So for some reason, it couldn't come out of the attic.
What in the hereditary bullshit?
Yeah, that's weird.
Get the Pope.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse what? You better like drown the house in holy water at that point.
Yeah, that
nope.
Rosaries everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm. Uh-uh.
Relegated to the room it chose. So apparently it chose that room.
Oh. Hey, you don't get to choose nothing.
Nah.
If you're hunting me, you're out.
Yeah, you're a squatter in this house. You don't
exactly.
be choosing the
pay
room.
Pay rent or
yeah,
get
exactly.
the fuck out.
You gotta be paying.
Yeah.
I never
tell my ghost that.
Yeah. I never stored anything up there I couldn't live without. I hated going down the hallway late at night and having to pass under that door.
Mm.
When we moved, I had movers empty the attic. So put them in the line of fire, I see. Yeah, I mean, it's fair.
Sacrifices.
The less they know, the better.
Yeah, that's true.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
They got the stuff out of there faster than any other room in the house. I'm glad to be rid of it, and I hope the new owners are not sensitive like me.
Oh.
Okay, well, I don't think that's sensitive. I feel like anybody in that situation would react similarly.
Yeah.
And that was submitted by Patty Cake Doll.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.